I'm going to say now, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. But why are we sitting like this? Why are we sitting at tables? We are people of the floor. Fakhrid wa alam sarwari kainat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never sat at a table in his life. So if we had to sit on the floor, what's the problem? For people like me who got knee problem and this problem, put chair. But the rest, alhamdulillah, vibrant young ulama, sit on the floor. By doing this, we are succumbing to the dictates of the West. Believe me, I'm telling you. And in so doing, we're going to lose direction. Eventually, we won't know who we are and what we are. The biggest thing we need to do is hold on as if for dear life. First, Allah Jalla Wala, Rasul Paksan, the Sahaba Kiram, but this is taught to us by our elders. We, all of us here, who are we? Mostly Hanafi or Shafi, alhamdulillah. Widely accepted. And these were great, great, great people. In the same kitab he wrote, when Hazrat Abu Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi went to make salat salam at Rasulullah salam replied and said, As-salamu alayka ya Imam al-Muslimin. He got that credit from Rasulullah salam. So we should be happy that we have elders like these, alhamdulillah. Hold on to our elders. Otherwise, we're going to turn out like the Christians and the Jews and the Hindus and whoever. They made so much alterations to accommodate the public. At the end of the day, they didn't know whether they come here. Now they don't know. What is religion? What is music? What is the piano doing here? They don't know because they've lost it. They introduce their ideas into the deen. We don't do that. We hold on to what our pious predecessors left for us. We are Deobandis as-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah as interpreted by the ulama of Deoband, as taught by Shah Waliullah Rahmatullah Alayh. That is where our abode is. So stay in there. One other thing, don't let the public beggar us into changing our systems to accommodate them. I give you an example. In law today, there's a big debate about Dhaka. The people are saying that, hey, everybody is smoking Dhaka, so legalize it and get done. Why put a guy in prison if he's doing something? We don't think like that. We don't talk like that. The law is the law, equally applicable to all. You want to smoke Dhaka, if you get caught, you're in trouble. We'll never move an inch to legalize this thing. Every intoxicant is around, and Dhaka is like that. So we don't want to go that way. So we have our akabirin. Hold on to our akabirin. Study their life. What did they do? How? They invited to people, I'm telling you, better than we could have ever done. They had thousands and thousands and thousands of followers. They didn't need to bring a piano into the masjid. They didn't need to change the law, to succumb this side, to bend this law, to bend that law. Straight down the middle, what came from Allah Jalla Wala and Rasulullah is what they propagated. And who can claim to have a greater following than Maulana Qasim Nanotwi Rahmatullah Alayh, or Maulana Ilyas, or Maulana Hussein Ahmad Madani? Also in this kitab, Hazrat wrote that when Shaykh al-Islam used to go to the Rawdah Mubarak, he used to say, As-salamu alayka ya jaddi Rasul, because he was a Sayyid. Rasulullah was his grandfather. Rasulullah used to reply, Was-salamu alayka ya waladi. Now, if a person was given that accolade by Rasulullah himself, that you are my son, then we should hold on to them and learn our deen from them, take from them. Believe me, if we're going to accommodate the modernists, these people are keyed by our enemies, the Zionists, the Americans and all. I don't want to go into that whole story, but it's a reality. They want to create this division between the ulama and the public. They know that once they succeed in that, we are safan safa nasiyam mansiya gone. All our pious elders from the time of Qari Sahib Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, that came to South Africa, their message was, you as the ulama, bond with your public, stay with your public. But keep them indeed. One thing, we have this, lack of self-confidence in this matter. We sometimes tend to think that, hey, if I'm going to put the Sayyid Deen forward, this guy will run away. If he wants to run, it's his business. You can't change the law to keep him here. If Hidayat is written for him, he'll come. I know of people that are